Hey everyone, Brother Gary, Hands Across Borders Devotional, and we are continuing on in John chapter number 6. Remember, we're not in any kind of studio, so you'll hear all kinds of noises maybe, but hey, we can still study the Word of God together. So let's try to find the thought that God's going to give you and I today to help us, all right? So last time we were together, we read verse 15, so let's start there all the way through verse 21. When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. And when even was now come, his disciples went down unto the sea and entered into a ship and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. But he saith unto them, It is I, be not afraid. Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. So last time we were together, we were talking about Jesus had just fed the 5,000. Man, there was 12 basketfuls, according to verse 13, left over, right? And it was just 5,000 men that were counted in here. So there was more than that. But there's 12 basketfuls left over from basically 5 Ritz crackers and 2 sardines, right? And great miracle. So then they decided, hey, wait a minute. I think this is that prophet that we've read about that should come into the world. So they had their own narrative on what should happen. And Jesus perceived that. He got out of there. And so he went up to the mountain by himself alone, and his disciples, I don't know, maybe they were caught up trying to settle the crowd down or whatever, and by the time they looked around, they noticed Jesus wasn't there. So they went down to the sea, and they jumped in the boat, and they began to go across over the sea toward Capernaum, according to verse 17. And it was dark by now, and so imagine this, it's dark, and they're out in the Sea of Galilee, and these are not just guys who are novice. I mean, they're seasoned fishermen, so they're used to this kind of thing. But the sea rose up because of this great wind. So you can just imagine the wind is blowing and howling. It's dark out, so you can't really see around you, but you're rowing towards the other side, and they're out there about 25, it says, to 30 furlongs in verse number 19. And when they're out there, I mean, they're just concentrated on trying to get to shore without wrecking, without losing life and limb, right? I'm sure, man, they're sweating and really focused on what they're doing. And all of a sudden, imagine this, out of the corner of their eye, probably, what they see now is they see Jesus walking on the sea, and he's coming towards the ship. And it says, and they were afraid. Well, of course they were. Now, you and I like to think, oh, we're so spiritual, we wouldn't be afraid. Man, that'd be awesome. That'd be cool. But imagine, I'm so focused on trying to get to the other side that and not trying not to overturn the boat and drown and just working, because the waves are crashing in and the wind is against us, and I'm in the middle of the storm, and I look and I see somebody walking towards me. And so I'm so focused on that, I don't really recognize who that is. And then it's Jesus walking towards them, and he says this in verse 20, it is I, be not afraid. And then it says, then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. So here I am in the midst of a storm, concentrating on that storm, trying to get across. I'm making progress, but man, I'm working myself to death doing it. And all of a sudden I look, and there's Jesus, and I'm freaked out. I'm afraid. And he says, hey, look, don't be afraid. And so I say, okay, come on, hop in the boat. So he gets in the boat. As soon as he steps foot in the boat, all of a sudden I look around. I can't explain it, but I'm at the other shore. And so what is the lesson that we have here? The very first one is this. If we're not careful, We focus so much on the storm that we're in or is around us that we don't recognize the Savior is coming. We don't recognize that the Savior is working. And so that's the first lesson. We need not focus so much on the problem or the storm that we're in or around. The second thing is this. Look at verse 20. It says, He saith unto them. That's His word. He tells them, be not afraid. And so in the midst of the storm, instead of getting afraid about what we think we see, what we're dealing with, all of that, we need to trust the Lord's word. You see, He's left us His word for a purpose. And we need to willingly accept and receive Him and His word in the middle of that storm. And what's the result of that? He can help in the storm in ways we can't explain. Because if we were to walk up to those disciples and say, so what happened? Well, man, we can see it here in the scripture. The waves were coming and we were crashing. We were focused and we'd gotten about 25 to 30 furlongs. And then we didn't recognize who it was. It scared us, man. Somebody's coming towards us and they were walking on the water. Then we heard His voice. We heard His word. And then we willingly said, come on in the boat. And it not only calmed us, but He got us out of that storm. I can't explain how. I just know it happened. That's the key for you and I. Trust the Lord and His word, and He'll work out those details. May the Lord bless you.